Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World, Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor. My colleague and co-host and co-pilot, David Livingston of the space show, Dr. Space himself. And we're looking right now at the planet Mars. Why? Because Mars has, right now, the object of NASA's desire, the European Space Agency's desire, everyone interested in getting off this planet and establishing an Earth-Mars system. That is, sample of Mars itself. There's nothing like the facts to explore the future. And I welcome David Southwood, David John Southwood, space scientist, senior research investigator at the Imperial College London. Professor, a very good evening to you. Thank you. The Mars sample return mission was a great disappointment last year and the year before because NASA stepped in and said, too expensive, we can't afford it. And it was postponed or put on ice. However, recently there was a conference looking at alternative ways to fetch the samples that exist. There are three pieces to this. There's the collecting of the samples. That would be Perseverance, the rover on Mars. There is the rendezvous with the samples and taking them off of the ground. They're waiting for somebody to show up and pick them up and return them to a collection point which has a propulsion system, a rocket, a booster, that can blast off from Mars and take them back to Earth. That transfer is also critical. These are very many moving parts. That was discouraging first. To your understanding, is there now a proposal that in some fashion makes it less expensive and practical without the comparable risk? Good evening to you, Professor.
Yeah, good evening. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Yes, I was quite pleased with the outcome of the NASA review that was announced a little while ago. It's got some good moves. On the other hand, there will be some disappointments because it is trying to cut the budget fairly decently. And I really think one of the good new things is the proposal to use nuclear power systems rather than relying on solar power. I think it's particularly important once you're on the surface of Mars. But the disappointment, perhaps, is those wonderful helicopters that NASA has developed is to leave them out and instead rely on the Perseverance rover to collect the samples it has already lying around on the surface of Mars and use that as the means of getting the samples together again and then loading them into an ascent vehicle, which has been reduced in size, which then will rendezvous in Mars orbit to put it on a spacecraft. Actually, this is the European bit, which will then fly the material back to Earth, where it will be landed, probably in the desert in Utah, I would guess, but that's a way ahead of us. It's supposed to be able to be done faster. The problem before, as the head of NASA, Bill Nelson, said, is 2040 is too late. So it's going to gain some time, one trusts. And it's good to see that NASA is again looking positively at this idea. I think there were rumors around that the idea would be scrapped for a while. And yet this is the goal of many, many Martian scientists.
David, you have a question. David Livingston.
I'm reading that there's lots of concerns about the time frame for getting samples back. What's the soonest NASA thinks it can get samples back on Earth?
Well, my honest answer is it's still going to be the late 30s. I mean, that's my estimate. This is the point. I mean, one's always over-optimistic, and I'm trying to give you a realistic answer. I believe that it's better than 2040. But this is a highly complex mission, and it's been in preparation because they've already, the samples to be brought back exist or unpacked, ready to go. It's a question of collecting them from Mars. And that's only a small part of the problem, having the rover do the analysis that says this is really important to examine in more detail back on Earth. So you're going to get really the best samples that the rover has discovered back to Earth, but it's a highly complex route. You've got to land a rocket on the surface of Mars. That rocket needs to be designed. It needs to work first time, and you need to land it in a position that it can take off from without doubt. At the same time, you've got to land it so you can load the samples into it for the rocket to then rendezvous in orbit around Mars with the ship that will carry the samples back to here, to Earth, for analysis in laboratories around the United States and indeed around the Earth. I'm sure we will have some in Europe.
Striking to me, Professor, is that NASA invited commercial ideas from a variety of big space and startup space and ambitious space organizations.
I think it really is America, let's say, shaking up the rest of the world by saying, you know, we're going to do things differently. It's what America's been doing in space for some time with increasing commercial provision that is leaving private industry to figure out how to solve the problem. And then NASA and the government specifying what they would like to see done. It's been very successful. I think it's shaken up us Europeans. We're very very impressed with what has been achieved in the US in space in general with commercialization. This is the first time, though, that it's really been brought into competition with the public institutions, with NASA itself doing the building. It's always difficult to let go of something and let somebody else say they'll deliver. But sometimes that's the most effective thing to do. And this will be tested in the next 18 months. A decision to go ahead in one way or the other has been delayed until 2026. And I think that is, I hate to keep praising NASA, but I think that's a very sensible way to go about it. It'll be interesting to see how the new government in the US reacts and the new head of NASA. But I think although people like to criticize the NASA administration, I think the outgoing administration had done the correct thing by setting up something that is challenging, that is brings in new ideas, and then leaving it for the incoming administration, the new administration that President Trump will put into place, to make the decision on, finally, how America goes back to do what for many scientists is the holy grail of Martian science, to bring back samples that you can look at in the lab here. So I'm really quite excited about this, and I think it's looking... I'm pleased the way this has turned out. I mean, a year ago, I was very worried as to whether Mars sample return was going to be done in a serious manner. This is a serious approach. Very carefully selected samples that are being brought back. I worried that Mars sample return might just be dropping onto the planet, picking up a scoop of dust, and hightailing it back. No, no. NASA is sticking to its guns and, if you like, doing things scientifically, seriously.
David Livingston, you have a question for the professor.
David, one of these commercial companies, Rocket Lab, has said that they can do this for a lot less money and return the samples by 2031. Is NASA paying any attention to what Rocket Lab is suggesting? Is that even possible for a company to so much improve it?
I hate to say it, but I'm skeptical that they really have the capacity. That's not to say anyone isn't serious in putting the argument forward. It's just at this point, when nothing really is in place to do the job, everybody is an optimist. And I think this is over-optimistic on the part of Rocket Lab. I fully understand their frustration. They've certainly worked on Martian programs before, contributing equipment and so on. But it's totally a different class of activity to actually run the program fully yourself. It's highly complex, and my guess is there would be, you might start aiming for 31, but I'm sure there would be delays. It's the disease of, I don't know, this is what happened, why Mars sample return was supposed to cost so little. There is this conspiracy of optimism and everybody participating. And I suspect Rocket Labs of that. It's NASA is, if you like, opening it up to the kind of approach Rocket Lab wants to do. They're upset because they did not get brought into the final list of potential contractors. But I mean, what frustrates me is I'm sure the people at Rocket Lab will be very angry with me, and I'm sure they're sincerely angry with me, but I've seen too many promises made that haven't been kept.
We're speaking to David Southwood of the Imperial College. He's the chief Mars analyst for us about the Mars sample return, as the professor says, the holy grail. When we come back, I'm going to give the professor all the money he wants. That is an unlimited budget. David Livingston, Dr. Space.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.